Section 4, Politics of the 20s and 30s. As you read, look for how the state Democratic Party assured that all their candidates would win the general election. The accomplishments of South Carolina's important political figures of the 1920s and 1930s. Terms: Solid South, Bond Issue, Workers' Compensation Law. The fundamental fact about South Carolina politics in the first half of the 20th century is that the state was part of the Solid South, electoral support in the southern U.S. for only Democratic candidates. This meant that every person elected governor, senator, representative, sheriff, or any other government official would be a Democrat. All the political battles were between factions within the Democratic Party, and those primary fights could be ferocious. John G. Richards, Jr. Several political figures of the 20s and 30s stand out as particularly interesting or important. John G. Richards, Jr. was interesting. He was a follower of Ben Tillman and then shifted his allegiance to Coleman Blease. Elected governor in 1926, Richards tried to impose his moral values on the people. He insisted that people should live by the Ten Commandments. Blue laws were strictly enforced, including arresting men for playing golf on Sunday. Richards' lasting contribution was in road building. The state had been financing roads on a pay-as-you-go basis. It spent on roads in a year the amount of taxes raised for roads in that year. Road building was going too slowly. Richards got the legislature to approve a $65 million bond issue, an opportunity for citizens and banks to lend money to a government for specific improvements or public works. This borrowed money allowed the state to build the roads and use them for many years while it was paying off the loan. Ellison Durant Cotton Ed Smith. Ellison Durant Smith was elected to the United States Senate in 1908 and remained there for 36 years. A colorful figure, he campaigned from the back of a cotton wagon with a cotton bowl in his lapel. Cotton Ed came into the Senate as a Southern Progressive Democrat and supported progressive farm legislation during Woodrow Wilson's presidency. He was also a strong advocate of states' rights. He opposed most New Deal programs because they increased the power and size of the federal government. When Northern blacks began to pour into the Democratic Party because of the Roosevelt programs, he was appalled. He walked out of the 1936 Democratic National Convention. Olin D. Johnston. Born near a mill village in Honeyapath, Olin D. Johnston went to work in the mill at age 11 and continued to work the night shift while in high school and college. He joined the Army in 1917 and served in the war in Europe. Returning home, he continued to work in the mills while finishing a degree from Wofford and a law degree from USC. This experience in the mills gave him credibility with the mill workers that lasted throughout his political career. Johnston became an avid supporter of the New Deal. He saw Roosevelt's programs as good for mill workers and for laborers in general. He won election to a four-year term as governor in 1934, defeating Coleman Blease, once his hero. As governor, he promoted workers' interest, created a Department of Labor, and got a workers' compensation law, a law that provided payments for workers injured on the job. He worked with the federal government to bring electricity to the rural areas of the state. James F. Burns. James F. Burns is probably the most significant and influential South Carolinian in national political affairs since John C. Calhoun. He served in an amazing variety of political offices, including as U.S. Representative and Senator, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Director of the Office of War Mobilization in World War II, U.S. Secretary of State, and Governor. He was a U.S. Representative during World War I, and became friends with Franklin Roosevelt, the Secretary of the Navy. As senator in the 1930s, Jimmy Burns worked very closely with President Roosevelt on New Deal legislation. He helped write some of the laws and was a reliable ally in getting many of them passed. While in Washington, Burns also strongly influenced state affairs. He was very active in promoting Santee Cooper and in getting federal funds for its construction. He was the type of senator who could bring home the bacon. In his campaign for re-election in 1936, he pointed out that for every dollar Carolinians paid in federal taxes, the state got $24 back. The money could be spent to pay teachers, fight hunger, build roads and bridges, and sponsor other useful projects. Senator Burns's strong support of the New Deal was in stark contrast to Senator Smith's equally strong attacks. Do you remember? 1. Define in sentence form, Solid South, Bond Issue, Workers' Compensation Law. 2. What was the most lasting accomplishment of Governor John G. Richards, Jr., and how did he accomplish it? 3. What positions did James F. Burns hold that made him such an influential politician? The following is a summary of Chapter 13. After World War I ended, the United States soon entered a new decade that has been called the Jazz Age and the Roaring Twenties. Those terms characterize what some Americans felt as they enjoyed prosperity and some isolation from the rest of the world. However, there were Americans who did not feel the prosperity that others enjoyed. South Carolinians were among those who seemed to be left out. All was not great in the 1920s, as shown by the re-emergence of the Ku Klux Klan, which added religious groups and immigrants to its target list of groups to terrorize. African Americans moved in great numbers to the North, hoping to experience some of the country's prosperity. Because of many factors, the prosperous 1920s would end with the stock market crash of 1929. Soon after the crash, a depression would begin in the United States and in the rest of the world. Americans would find themselves in long lines hoping to get some food, or they might be turned away from the bank that had run out of money, their money. The dire condition of most Americans demanded immediate action by the U.S. government. When Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected president in 1932, he presented his New Deal to the American people. It took nearly a decade to come out of the Great Depression, but it finally ended as the world was becoming embroiled in another world war.